This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mike Vance, post adjutant for the Guy Baird American Legion Post 554 in Carlinville. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you.
Our topic of conversation today is the American Legion and the Sons of the American Legion Squadron. And Mike, we're just coming off of Veterans Day, and this topic seems to be a good one for our weekend conversation here on this program. And if you could, just maybe a little background on the American Legion and how it got started and moved on from there.
American Legion was born at the end of World War I as a resource for returning veterans. It's a kind of ironic that this past holiday, Veterans Day, was initially named Armistice Day. It was kind of the American Legion was also born of the armistice and has since evolved into a veterans organization for veterans of all the conflicts since.
Now, the American Legion, at first, did it sort of participate or look more at vets from, say, World War One and Two, and then as time went on, more conflicts were entered?
It was initially for veterans of the Great War or World War One, and it evolved to the veterans of the World War Two and all the conflicts since the Korean War, Vietnam, and all the conflicts since then.
As far as membership, anyone who was a vet of the wars or conflicts you spoke of were eligible to become an American Legion member.
Right.
And what did they do? Say, I want to join, or how did they actually become a member?
Like you said, it was a open membership to all veterans who served during that time, and it was basically a job service and a resource for health care, et cetera, for the veterans who returned from the wars.
What does the American Legion do? What are some of the things that you all do once you become a member?
Locally, we provide service for the food pantry and a resource for veterans looking for jobs. Or also provide services within the four pillars of the American Legion: children and youth, vets, veterans affairs, Americanism. We provide funeral support for funerals for veterans who died. We have programs for Boys State, for example.
American Legion numbers at one time were quite high, but recently Legion posts all over are experiencing a decline, and that's because many members have passed away, and so now sort of the rules are changing, and I guess you, the American Legion here in Carlinville, and others are starting to have a way for new blood to come in.
Right. The eligibility window currently is the largest and most extensive within the history of the American Legion, that being from the 2nd of August 1990, the start of the first Gulf War, to a date as has yet to be determined by Congress. So it is the largest and most extensive eligibility window ever in the history of the American Legion. But like you said, the older veterans from World War II and Korean are starting to die, and even the Vietnam veterans are getting up in the age. The younger veterans are, for one reason or another, not joining. Even the current department commander has said the eligibility window that we're aiming for is from 45 to 65. But at one time, the membership of the American Legion was at over 4 million. Even now, it's at about 2.5 to 3 million. And with the birthday 100th birthday of the American Legion coming up in a few years, we're looking to get back to that all-time high. It might be a kind of a lofty goal, but the current membership is convinced that we can get there.
Here is where someone who didn't fight, say, in a conflict or a war, can become a Legion member,
right,
or a son of the Legion. And how do they do that, or who's eligible?
The Sons of the American Legion is a program of the American Legion that was founded in 1932. Basically, as any male descendant, son, stepson, grandson of a Legion member, or else a veteran who served during the conflicts, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, or any of the conflicts since then, is eligible for membership. And the male descendant, that sounds like kind of restrictive, but there are female veterans who served during those same conflict eras from World War Two on, and so it could be a son of a say a nurse who served during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, who is also eligible.
And what do they do if they would like to participate?
The Sons of the American Legion nationally is a force multiplier and a resource that participates in all the programs of the American Legion. They have the Child Welfare Fund and the Josh Dogs and visiting veterans within the hospitals, and all the Legion programs, participating in the funerals and all the programs of the American Legion. Basically, they are a full Legion member, but they just pay a lesser membership fee.
As far as someone in the Carlinville area that might be interested in the Guy Baird post, who do they talk to?
They can leave a message at the post answer machine or voicemail at 854-2769, or call me. I'm the adjutant for both the post and as well the SAL squadron, Sons of the American Legion squadron. They can call me on my cell phone, 217-851-2437.
Mike Vance, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.